Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven Network listeners, and I certainly hope that your afternoon on the first day of your work week is going well, and what a blessing it is to be here with you again here on the South of Heaven Network to share more with you and break bread with you and commune with you with all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I'm excited to be here with you again on today to share more with you from this offering, November's offering, entitled The Rain Dance, Exciting Your Senses. And I certainly hope your weekend was good. I didn't come on this weekend, and I left you with, on Friday, a video that I need to share with you that was part of the message that I ministered to you on, and truly understanding the purpose of my bringing this broadcast. And I really felt the need to share that video with you because, again, in this age where we have so much going on in the world, oh, Father God, help us in this world. And those of you who really have a sincere desire to seek after spirituality and to know Father God and know the Creator and have a relationship with Him, in you doing that, you have to really, really be careful of things and of people who believe something different. And again, those things, if they are deceptive, if they are meant to harm you, if it's masked in a way where it's put to you in one way but it's really something else, you need to know that. And as I continue and prepare to bring to close and wrap up this year, I'm still speaking on the new dominion and speaking to the next generation. And that video that I posted was to help you understand that you have to understand how the spiritual world works, amen, and most importantly, not to reject knowledge. The Word of God says, if you reject knowledge, I will also reject you from being king or being a people, amen. So knowledge is very important. And having knowledge for the right reasons, not to puff it up, amen, but having knowledge so that we know how to make, how to arm ourselves. And today, I'm here coming to you from Lisa Marie Therapeutic Sessions, and I'm excited about this portion of the offering because I'm really blessed that the Lord is really opening up to me more in what he's saying as to how to help our young people. And one of the things that I wanted to do is just you know, recap again what's happening in this time. Amen. This is a time where we really need to see the government of heaven, the kingdom of heaven manifested through the true church. Amen. Through the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. As Isaiah prophesied, as it was spoken that the government should be upon his shoulders, amen, that the authority is now being given to the church, the bride of Christ, to govern the earth realm, amen. So if there's going to be any change, real change, hallelujah, it's going to come by way of the bride of Christ. And I'm excited to decree that and declare that today, hallelujah. Now, in seeing that, hallelujah, in seeing that new dominion, amen, seeing the new heavens and the new earth coming down from heaven as a bride adorned for my husband, I'm excited that I'm celebrating the reign of Christ in my life. Hallelujah. I hope you're celebrating the reign of Christ in your life. By way of this illustration of the reign dance, and I'm blessing and praising God for the newness of life, walking in the newness of life, having the newness of life by way of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And most importantly, hallelujah, I'm so excited to celebrate that in my new femininity. Glory be to God, by way of our Blessed Mother Mary. Amen. So now, I'm experiencing the new garden, hallelujah, and I'm drinking from the fountain of the living waters, amen, which is in the midst of paradise, amen. And I'm excited about that. And despite what's going on in the earth, despite what we're seeing and what's happening and being reported in the news, there is a restoration still to come. There's a rest still to come for the people of God. Amen. And the Lord, Christ Almighty is that rest. Amen. And that is because he paid the price. He paid the penalty for our sins. Amen. He paid the ransom. Amen. And took our place. Amen. Willfully took our place that we may have a right to the tree of life. And so as I continue to celebrate this offering by way of the Rainforest Cafe, one of the inspirations that inspired this offering. And again, I chose the Rainforest Cafe because it speaks to everything that I wanted to say in this offering. It speaks to communion. It speaks to dining. It speaks to the creation of God and the animal kingdom. And that was one of the things that I wanted to include in this offering. And what I want to do is quickly talk about the purpose of the rain dance, because the purpose of the rain dance is the dance that was done and created in the most common places in the Northwest. And the rain dance was performed by Native Americans for the calling forth of rain. Amen. It was for the purpose of awakening. Glory be to God. The purpose of awakening the earth by celebrating the blessing of rain. So I wanted to start there. I wanted to start there because the rain dance was a calling forth. Amen. And when there was a shortage of rain, the dance was to celebrate the rain. Amen. And it was also a way of calling forth to the earth. You know, it's a dance that they did upon the earth, on the ground of the earth, amen, to call forth rain. So I wanted to bring that out in this message, at the top of this message, so you could understand where the rest of the message derived from. Because in me putting this message together and the Lord giving me this, he was sharing with me that the danger of us not having the danger of being awakened, not by his divine divinity in his presence, but being awakened by Baal, which is a god of the material world, is very dangerous. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but I want to read the foundation of scripture the Lord gave me for this, because he gave me Joel, the second chapter, the 24th through 30th verse. And as Joel was saying in this passage of scripture, that in the last days that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Hallelujah. And so it was really important for me to share that with you, because these are the last days. Amen. I mean, I can't say when the Lord is going to come. Amen. No man knows the hour or time. But in the last days, I'm seeing the Lord pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And that is manifested in the old men having dreams, you know, young men having visions, hallelujah, of aspiring to be great or greater, amen, than what their forefathers were. Not saying they weren't great, but they're aspiring to be greater, you know, and to have more, and that's wonderful and fine. But the thing that I want to make sure that I be clear on is how that comes about. And in this message series, in Exciting the Senses, I really wanted to come to you and to just share with you some of the things that is really important for you to understand, in understanding how important for your consciousness to be awakened in the right in the right spirit. And my testimony in how I became a believer in Jesus Christ is the perfect example of me doing that. Well, Jesus is the perfect example, because he's the reason why I'm walking, hallelujah, and living as a new creature in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. So I just wanted to say that, because many people, as the Lord was sharing with me, is being awakened by Baal, amen. And again, Baal is a god of the material world, and that can be very dangerous when you're awakened by the material world and your consciousness is not being witness to the Creator who created you, amen. And so that's the danger of our young people today. The very danger of our young people. One of the things that you need to understand about our consciousness is that it bears witness and is a part of our deity, amen. Our consciousness bears witness of who we really are, truly are, whether you're that or not. And it's part of our deity. And our consciousness will remain alive when we transition. And where we transition, where you end up, will be accordingly. Amen. Will be accordingly to the state of your spirit and the state of your soul. So it's real dangerous to try to find identity in the material world, in material things. And what I want to do quickly is read the definition of consciousness, because many people know innately what conscious means, but I really want to read it to you by way of definition. Conscious means alert or awake, not sleeping or comatose, being aware of one's surrounding, one's own thoughts and motivation, aware of and giving value or emphasis to a particular fact or phenomenon. Conscious also means done with full awareness, deliberate. Amen. Conscious also means denoting or relating to a part of the human mind that is aware of a person's self-environment and mental activity, and that to a certain extent determines his choices of action. Amen. So our consciousness is very, very important, amen. And that's why the Word of God says that we're to commend every man to his own conscience, amen. And commending a man to his own consciousness is to make them aware of their choices, their behaviors, amen. And that's why it's so dangerous to have the conscience defiled. Amen. And most certainly have it seared where, to the point where you have no conscience. Amen. Where you're not self-aware, or you're comatose. You're void of self-examination. Or if you have had your consciousness altered, amen, or programmed. And I'm going to share a little bit about that a little bit more in the program. Consciousness also means having awareness of one's environment and one's own existence, sensations, and thoughts. It also means to intentionally conceived or done. That's most of the definition. So I want to just share that with you, because when our conscious, we can't commend ourselves to our own consciousness. That's a problem. Or when our consciousness has been deliberately altered, and we're not cognizant of, well, we can't recognize when you are being demoralized, or your conscience is defiling you, that's a problem, amen. So that's the thing that I'm praying for and praying through in this offering, that God will awaken your consciousness by way of his word. And one of the things that I really want to do is to quickly share with you my conversion, because my conversion did not come by the material world. I mean, I was in the material world, but my conversion was inward, an inward transformation, amen, manifested by my lifestyle, amen, manifested by the fruit I bore, manifested by the choices I made. So that's where I'm going to start. And the thing about having your consciousness awakened by things of the outer world will automatically put you and make you a slave or enslave you to the god of this world. Amen. The Word of God says that once we have received Christ, we no longer walk according to the course of this world. Amen? And so becoming a new creature, becoming a new person, came by me acknowledging what I was doing wrong, amen, or recognizing what was not working for me, amen, because, again, we were born and we were shaped in iniquity, amen. And, again, I had to understand that those things that were not working for me, despite me doing everything I was supposed to do, I was a law-abiding citizen, I did everything I was supposed to do for us, not taking advantage of my neighbor, and I would never harm anyone, doing harm to anyone. So I was doing all the things that I knew to do as a law-abiding citizen, but there were still things that were contrary and happening to me that was beyond my control. And so what I began to understand as I received the gospel message was that there was a remedy for that, and that remedy was hearing the good news. Hallelujah. Hearing the good news of the gospel, understanding why the Lord Jesus Christ came, died, shed his blood, why he lived on the earth for 3 years, establishing the kingdom of heaven, which is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, why he died on the cross of Calvary, amen, allowed himself to be persecuted and condemned and convicted and condemned, and why he was rose again. It was that understanding of the gospel that that my consciousness was awakened, amen. And that came by, again, the process of what? Repentance, confession, and forgiveness. Amen. And that's why hearing the message, God's message, is so important, because in understanding why you need to acknowledge your sins, amen, and confess your sins and repent of those sins, and most importantly, be forgiven. That's the power of the blood. That's why the blood of Jesus is so powerful. It washes. Amen. And from that moment, that 3-day weekend, I was changed. I was changed from that old person who was crying out to God to becoming a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I tell you, I was just sharing this with someone, my conversion with someone. And I tell you, it's true and it's real. Now, I'm still in the material world. I am still in the flesh. Amen. But what was most important in making sure that I was walking in the newness of life is receiving the teachings of Jesus, amen, and the apostles' doctrine. And most importantly, hallelujah, having the mind of Christ, amen, having my mind renewed by the word of God, amen, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, which then gave me what? The mind of Christ. And so now when I pray, and because I've received the word of the Lord, the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing the soul and spirit, knowing how to cut through it and divide what's of soul and what's of spirit, and knowing how to use the word of God for myself, hallelujah, as a swordswoman. Keeping my blade sharpened, hallelujah, to be able to cut through. Hallelujah. Being skillful in the word of God. Hallelujah. How to cut through some of that stuff using the word, that I was able to see those different worlds and those false realities and the demonic forces put to defeat. Amen. So, again, this didn't come by me simply being caught up in works. It came by what was already done. Jesus already did it. And that's why I often share with you that the power of believing and the power of faith is so important. It's so precious. That's why my faith and your faith is more precious than silver and gold. Amen. And so I don't just share my faith based on doctrine or based on my ministry. It's truly because I'm that person, that new person, and I've taken on now the holy deity of Christ, amen, and his nature, amen, which is God, Father God's nature, amen, because he came in the name of the Father, amen. So now having an adoption where I cry, Abba Father, I understand and I live in the consciousness, which can go higher and higher and deeper, hallelujah, as you grow, as you evolve as a new person, amen, as we go from what? Faith to faith and from glory to glory, even in the express image of the Lord, amen. So I wanted to share that. Now, the danger of not having a conversion from the place of soul and spirit, it's not only will you be beholding to or and be a slave by something that is false and something that's out of your control, but it also will lead to a false identity. It can lead to eternal damnation, and it can keep and put you in a place where there's no escape. And I tell you, that is why Jesus spoke of the parable of the rich man, how he built his barn, that he said that he had need of nothing, and that day his soul was required of him. He was called up, amen, and he had to give an account for the things that he did in his life. And so if your treasures are just material and your treasures are just in the earth, when you quit the walks of this life, not only will they be left here, but your soul will be required of you and sent to whom was the God of that. Amen. Now, one of the things that I wanted to share that really, 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 really birthed this message was my praying and my observation of our young people. Because our young people seem to be indoctrinated and have been taught about education and entrepreneurship, which is wonderful. Wonderful. Because, again, money answered all things. But the thing that concerned me regarding this is I prayed about it, and I even seeing this manifest in talking to young professionals who have been become degreed and are working in their various fields. What I began to see and experience is an intellect, and I need you to get this, my fathers and mothers in the spirit, because if you are not attuned and spiritually aware of what's really happening to our young people, and if we as mothers and fathers or aunties or whatever don't really see what they're doing, what's happening beyond them, we'll miss it, amen, and we'll be held accountable for the things that's going to happen to our children that we should be able to see. And again, you can't see them unless you have a spiritual eye. And the thing about a lot of people of my generation and beyond is that yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing that our young people can become doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs and businessmen and businesswomen. But at what cost? And the thing that I was finding as I was speaking to a lot of these young people and also celebrating them, because it's a good thing. Let me say that again. It's a good thing. But the flip side of that, of what I was seeing and experiencing with them, was an intellect that seems to be programmed and rooted in confidence, which is arrogance. And it seems as if that a lot of our young people don't have respect for older people as they once did, and a lot of that is just and so, because a lot of our parents and a lot of, you know, people who are supposed to be aged are trying to be like them, or they don't have any new revelation or anything to inspire them and to impart it to them that will challenge them to be who they want to be. Amen. And these young people are not just going to listen to you because you say, I'm mama or I'm auntie or because the Lord said. Amen. Our young people are intelligent. Amen. And so when I speak of their intellect, I speak of that as a compliment. Amen. I'm talking about the B side, the flip side of how it's being used to program them and how they have are now rooted. They have gotten puffed up. They have a confidence and an arrogance that is manifested in ignorance. In ignorance. And I don't say that to speak down on any of the young people. This is something that I've observed for a while now. And I've been praying about this. And that ignorance that they have is way beyond them. And what I notice and I'm observing is that they're so focused on what they're trying to achieve in the now, which is what I call that program now, that they really cannot hear and will not hear anything else because they think that's all it. What they're trying to do is just it. And they're being encouraged and pushed to achieve, amen, by those of former generations who did not achieve, you know, and that's dangerous if you're trying to push somebody or young people to achieve something that you didn't achieve so you can just ride their coattail, amen, and you're not giving these young people the truth or the reality of what their achievements can lead them to, despite having a house and a car and the labels and the brands. Amen? So that's what I kind of called that program that I began to see, program now. And what I really began to see is that intellect is really combative, amen, and it can be really insulting. Because they begin to look at older people as if we don't know. And they are puffed up. And that's where a lot of the resistance is coming from. And as I prayed, the Lord began to deal with me and let me know that was is the design of the enemy. To shut them down. Amen. To shut their ears so they won't hear. So they won't see the other side of what they're achieving. Amen. And the danger of pushing our children to achieve, especially if someone is mentoring them, amen, and teaching them with that sole purpose to take over and be the head, not the tail, but you're not preparing them for the other side of that and how that's going to manifest down the years. And not understanding that the God of this world is going to require payment. Let me say that again. The God of this world, Baal, is going to require payment. So that's why I put First Kings on my introduction because I really wanted to make sure that I included Kings because the Lord gave me this. And any new beginning that does not start from the core, amen, if it does not break generational curses, if it's not really give a new beginning where real true issues are addressed for as the sins of the father, the sins of the mother, it's in vain. Amen. And all you're doing is passing on, amen, a mock-up and cloaking what's really going on. And eventually the breakdown is going to continue. So I gave you 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, because here we see King Jehoshaphat, and who was a king in Edom. And I tell you, the reason why a lot of these, that in that time, Edom was kingless, and we had to have a deputy rule instead of the king, which is sad, amen, that a deputy had to rule in that time and take charge instead of Jehoshaphat, who was supposed to be in his rightful place, taking his rightful place, reigning. his reign as deputy was in charge, and how he built an ocean going to ships to sail to Ophrah for gold, but they never made it. Amen. They shipwrecked at Ezon. Amen. And so if our children is going to really go the distance, amen, and really truly fulfill their purpose, amen, and not have it aborted, amen, if for them not to make shipwreck, amen, we really need to give them what they need, which is the truth, amen, of who they truly are, amen. And so when the Lord gave me this, he said that that Jehoshaphat was an example of how a lot of these kings and how they ruled because of the sins of their fathers, amen, the sin of the father. And even after Jehoshaphat died and Jeroboam took over, the son of Nebat, who led Israel into a life of sin, worshiping at the Baal shrine, he made gods of, the God of Israel, and making the God of Israel angry, where he too met his demise. Amen. So with the time I have left in this broadcast, I just really want to really encourage you as leaders, as mothers, fathers, parents, to go to the root and the core of your children's life. Amen. And that starts with you. Understand that there's no doors open, and that there's nothing open to the enemy where he can destroy or short circuit or abort their true purpose, which is living holy. Amen. And so being spiritually awakened by way of the material world is being void of a consciousness that bears witness to who we have been divinely created to be. Amen. Again, the material world speaks of the things of this life. And one of the things that I want to touch on before I leave, and I'm going to pick up and minister on in a later broadcast, is understanding how the material world has its own identity. Amen. And that's where you see the giving of the number 666. The number 666. Because everything in the material world has numbers. And that's the thing that the Lord said he wanted me to minister on and touch on this broadcast. And I'm going to get in it deeper, because with the material world, again, with Baal, has to do with money and exchange. And that is really understanding what 666 means, amen, or understanding what gematria means, amen, which is the conversion of words into numbers, amen. And so when I come back, I'm going to share more of this with you, amen. And this is nothing new, amen, but this is a form and a way of communicating that our young people are even being taught right now, amen, in science, in language, how to understanding how the enemy will use the value of a number to rename us, amen, to speak in code, amen. So I'm not going to go into it now, because I don't want to do it injustice. Amen. I want to be able to minister this in the fullness. So when I come back, I'm going to speak on this. I'm going to speak on the Revelation 13 chapter and really what 66 means, and understanding how to decode and calculate how the English language is being interpreted by Jemetra. Amen. And again, this was a Babylonian Greek system of alphanumeric code. Amen. It was later adopted into the Jewish culture that assigned a numeric value to a word, name, phrase. Amen. In the belief that words or phrases with identical numerical values bear some relation to each other or bear some relations to other things. Amen. So I'm going to stop there. And I want to thank you so much for being here on the Stars of Heaven Network. I pray that you get aligned and stay aligned from your heart. Hallelujah. From your heart. Your heart, your heart, your heart. Because life starts in the heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Peace, blessings, and much love to you. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your rest of your evening. And as always, I'm going to upload this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed. And I'll definitely be back later in the week with a new broadcast with more of exciting the senses. Peace, blessings, much love.